Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Fortin. It's a beautiful thing when a career and a passion come together. Today, my guest is Dr. Geraldine Pearson, R-N-M-S-N-D-D. She's the president and CEO of First Step to Excellence Healthcare Training Academy, LTD. Dr. Geraldine Pearson will discuss how you, men and women, can advance your education in healthcare. I want all of you that are listening in and tuned in to pay close attention, because her organization, her school, her training facility, First Step to Excellence, is a very quiet little secret, or is it, on the south side of Chicago. Welcome, Dr. Geraldine Pearson. Welcome to In the Know with Mo.
Thank you, Maureen, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
Well, we just want to welcome you. You know, I toured your facility, and I'm very impressed with it. You know, First Step to Excellence offers practical nurse training, basic nurse assistant training, phlebotomy certification, a whole lot of, tell our listening audience what it offers, and I understand you have a guest with you too. So, you know, introduce your guests and then let's get into First Step to Excellence.
Thank you so much. The guest on the line with me is Dr. Amelia Stevens. She was very instrumental with me in starting First Step to Excellence. She saw my passion and she hooked on to my ladder and helped me soar to my dream. First Step to Excellence is located 1639 East 87th Street in Chicago, Illinois. Yes, it is a very well-kept secret. However, we are growing. We offer CNA programs, which is a six-week class. We also offer phlebotomy, and we have a new program that was just approved. That is our practical nursing program that was approved by Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulations in 2019. We are WIA approved, which means that we are able to accept grants for the work initiative opportunity program. We are VA approved, and we are also approved by Illinois Department of Public Health, Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulations, National Health Careers Association, American Heart Association, and we are presently in the process of achieving our accreditation, so we will be able to accept Title IV funds, meaning grants and scholarships from the federal government.
Oh, that's nice. I want to take time to welcome Dr. Stevens. Dr. Amelia Stevens, welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm going to have some comments from you.
Thank you very much, and I'm very appreciative to be here with both you and Dr. Pearson. And I can say that Dr. Pearson has done an exemplary job in the community to offer persons who maybe thought they didn't have a chance to improve their lives for themselves and their children by becoming active participants in healthcare. Dr. Pearson, you are certainly an asset to that community.
You are so awesome. Thank you so much.
Dr. Pearson, I want to ask a question. How did you come about the name First Step to Excellence?
That's a good question, because it was mulling around in my head for the longest. And CNA is the foundation for the nursing programs. And if individuals now who are seeking to go into becoming RNs or LPNs in Chicago, Illinois, it is not mandated, but a lot of schools are requiring students to have their certified nursing assistant certification to go into their programs. And when I was a nursing home surveyor, I would go into long-term care facilities, and the backbone facility was the CNA, the Certified Nursing Assistant. So my impression was if you get that nurse initially and lay that strength, that strong foundation, then that would give them the insightfulness to want to pursue advanced careers in nursing. And it's very important for me because my school – excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's very important for me because my school is located on the south side of Chicago. We are the only school within the 25-mile radius that offers not only CNA and phlebotomy, but a practical nursing program. There is no other school that is a privately owned school within that 25-mile radius that offers practical nursing.
You know, and that was the question I was going to ask as an African-American, what cultural experiences influenced your interest in nursing and as a result developed to address the healthcare needs of the community because you are in the heart of the south side of Chicago?
Well, some years ago, all of the junior colleges were rearranged, redistricted, or whatever you'd like to call it. So we have only one nursing school that is available for applicants, and that is on the west side of Chicago. Now, this desire for nurses or for people to go into nursing has never changed. So we have a extremely large waiting list of students wanting to enter into nursing programs. It is very hard. 95% of African-American nurses came from junior colleges in the state of Illinois. So when they closed those schools, that left a desert, a disparity for education for black nursing students, prospective black nursing students. So that prompted me to want to do something for students on the south side because if there's not something for students to attend, then the minority students will not have the opportunity, I feel, to get into some of these universities.
And I appreciate that. I have a question here from Sharon calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. She says where she is, and she lives in a little rural area out of Cleveland, Ohio, and there's no facility here. Does your program allow for students like myself to come and take the program there? Do you have housing? She's sending a do you have housing to come there?
I don't particularly. First Step to Excellence, FSTE, we do not offer housing. We do have our classes on a virtual virtual platform, meaning that our theoretical or our theory classes are conducted online. As I said, we do not offer housing, but there are many hotels and places around Airbnb. So if she would just send that question to me, I can speak with her about that later.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of questions with the same question. I have one from Paul from Kansas. So Dr. Pearson said if you afford that question to her, and I have all her information, and she can arrange something, so get some information back to you. So I want to know, what was the first black nursing school of nurses here in the city of Chicago?
Oh, my God, everybody knows it was Providence Hospital. Dr. Stevens can attest to that. She was one of the nurses that came through Providence Hospital, which was the only school of nursing that allowed African-American students to enter. Dr. Stevens, would you like to address that?
Well, thank you, Dr. Pearson. Yes, that's very interesting. I entered Providence Hospital School of Nursing in 1959. At that particular time, every little hospital had a school of nursing of some sort, but they only took a quota if you were a person of color, specifically African Americans. So it was very difficult, really, in all truthfulness, to get into Providence, but I did. and I found it was very enriching, and it provided me the foundation I needed to enter into the nursing profession and matriculate through various programs to get my doctorate as well. I would like to say that Dr. Pearson benefited a lot from standing on the shoulders of persons such as myself and others who have gone through the difficulty of seeking acceptance and education in healthcare. And that's the role that he is trying to extend to the vast community now, and the role that Providence served when I was a student.
Okay, well, thank you. Dr. Pearson, I have a question here from Beverly from Chicago. Beverly wants to know, she says, when she was in high school many moons ago, there was a program in their junior or senior where they could take nursing program, and once they finished, they came out as an LPN. Does your program afford that opportunity for high school students? Is that part of a curriculum that's implemented in the curriculum in the high schools?
Well, LPN, that was part of the curriculum in vocational high schools back in the 60s and 70s, and they stopped that. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulations. I don't know what the rationale was, but those programs no longer exist. My program is a private school, and so we do offer the students to get the LPN classes, and when they finish, they will be able to take the state exam.
Beverly wants to know, since your school is a private school, do they have to be out? I guess what she wants to know, because I'm reading her question was sent in, can a high school student still complete high school and also take classes with you at the same time?
Yes, they can. We have a yes, we do. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was getting a little excited with that. Yes, we do. We have a high school. We have high school students from entering our phlebotomy program and our CNA program. For our practical nursing program, the students have to be 18 years of age, however. So once the student completes the CNA program and they graduate from their from the high school, then they can matriculate back into the practical nursing program.
There is an age requirement.
Yes, there is an age requirement for practical nursing, but for CNA and phlebotomy, the age is 16, and we do have students from the public school system that are attending. They are students, and we have students that have graduated from our program that were students at Chicago Public Schools or other public schools or the private schools, I'm sorry, that have attended our programs while they were in high school.
Well, that's good to know, because I think I would like to, with your help, set up that information booth with some of the high schools out in the south suburbs and the Chicagoland area too, because that gives them another view of life, another opportunity to have a career. We have a caller here online. Let's see if this caller wants to. Hi, good afternoon. Caller, you're live on the line with Dr. Pearce. Hello, 6774. Okay. Well, I think 6774 is just tuning in, just listening in. I have another question here for you, and it is from Seattle, Washington. It says, who influenced you and your mentors that you drew upon for nursing?
Oh, wow. Who influenced me? Initially, I had a cousin. She was a cousin on my father's side, and all I remember was her with this white uniform, white stockings, white shoes. She looked so professional, and I just wanted to be what she was. Throughout my career, I've had many people that I've looked at, but my main mentor, and I'm very biased, is on the phone, Dr. Stevens. When I came to one of the junior colleges to start my first career as an instructor, Dr. Stevens took me under her wing. I have no idea why, but she did, and she kept me close. And she instructed me on how to develop my programs, develop my curriculum, and also she was instrumental in me, with me, obtaining my tenure. So I am a tenured professor through the City Colleges of Chicago, and that was instrumental with the help of Dr. Stevens. So I'm very, 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 very appreciative of Dr. Stevens.
Okay. You have a question here from Harold. He's in Chicago. He says, Dr. Pearson, I have passed that facility several times, and I will be planning to stop by. I have a question to Dr. Pearson. With your facility being in the community as it is, will it serve the needs? Say, for instance, I wanted to stop by to have a COVID test. Do you do COVID testing? Do you do vaccination? How does your facility help serve the needs of the people in the community besides being a training facility?
Well, at this point, that's what we are. We are a training facility, but we also have a non-for-profit organization that we would like to nurture so we can provide health education to the community. But right now we do not provide COVID shots or PCR testings or anything like that. We are just an educational facility at this time.
Okay, we have another caller. Let's see. Good afternoon, caller. You're live. Good afternoon. You're live on the line with Dr. Pearson, 7266. Would you like to make a comment? Hello? You're live on the line. Okay. Well, we're going to go on that 7266. I guess we have a lot of calls. You have a lot of callers on, but I think they're just listening in. One question, what are the student success rates and employment rates after they finish their training from your facility once they graduate? What's the success rate that you have?
That's excellent. For our BNATP Basic Nursing Assistant Training Program, we are now at 95% pass rate. We are so proud of that. We are at 95% pass rate for our phlebotomy program, which is a national certified program. We are also at 95%. We only accept 10 students for our phlebotomy program, so our rates are exemplary at this point. Could you repeat that up? Excuse me, Mo, second, please. Could you repeat the second half of that question, please?
They want to know what are the employment rates. You know, sometimes people take these programs and then they finish and can't get a job.
Very good. We have just added a consultant on our advisory board, and it's called Skills USA. He said I had the permission to pronounce his name. So he has been added to our advisory board. Excuse me for stumbling. He has been added to our advisory board. So when our students are graduating from our program, this person will take the students, come in. We have soft skills also added to our curriculum. So the students are, they have resume building. We also do mock interviews for our students. So once they graduate, this person will take them and find employment for them. But a lot of our students come from organizations would take the students and put them in our school and pay for their tuition. Once they finish the program, then they go back to their place of employment.
Okay,
but the students who are not employed from long-term care facilities who come to our program, they are employable, and they are referred to our Skills USA.
Okay, we have another caller here. Let's see if this caller. Good afternoon, caller. Welcome to In the Know with Mo. You're live with Dr. Pearson.
Good afternoon, Mo, and good afternoon, Dr. Pearson. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am great. This is Michelle Mason calling, and I'm calling because my daughter was actually a student at Dr. Pearson School, and I just want to say that what they teach and how they nurture the students is very reflective in the name of the school, and that they're preparing these students for the changes in the care culture. And one of the things that was missing, because I am a healthcare provider and worked in long-term care for over 20 plus years, was the fact that her school instills in the students empathy. And a lot of times, new healthcare workers coming in, they lack that, not knowing that they have the power to improve a person's quality of life no matter what stage they're in. So I just want to thank her for that. My daughter was in her CNA school. She went straight in to be an RN, and she aspires to be a nurse practitioner. So, Dr. Pearson, I just want to thank you. What we've experienced as a family is a testament to what you're doing. It's something that's very needed in our community, especially in these African-American communities. So I just want to say thank you because we lack those resources. We need our own schools and our own communities and strong schools that prepare them to be successful.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. And your student name, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said thank you very much for that. Your daughter's name?
My daughter is Sadie Haywood.
Yes, I remember her. Thank you.
Yes, Sadie Haywood. I wanted to...
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for that complimentary. That's nice. You know, that's nice. I have, and when she talked about having this program in the Black community, pops up a question from Mr. Ortiz. Mr. Ortiz wants to know, since it's in the Black community, is the program diverse? And by that, can I, as a Hispanic male, attend the school, or is it just for African Americans?
No, it's not just for African Americans. It is a diverse school. We have many Latinos, Hispanics that have attended the school and graduated, and some of them, we have three that are coming back to our PN program. So it is a very diverse program.
Okay, and of course, I have several questions here on cost of your program, and I think I'm going to let Dr. Pearson handle that situation because, as all of you know that tune in, I don't discuss costs over our airway. So, Dr. Pearson, would you like to address that question on the cost of your program?
Well, I would like to address the cost, but if it is not that many questions, I would think I would like to address that cost off the air.
Okay, okay. And I think that's the best, the proper thing to do because every program that's out here, because she has various programs here, and it may be a different cost. So we could be on here all day, want to know what the cost of a CNA, LPN, or whatever. So her address is 1639 East 87th Street in Chicago, Illinois. Could you have a phone number for your training facility?
Yes, and I'd also like to give an email address, too, so if anybody has any further questions, they can contact me. The phone number is 773-437-5003. Email address is all lowercase, dr.drpearson@fsteacademy.education. And education is spelled out. It is not EDU. It is education. So that's Dr. J. Renee at fsteacademy.education.
And believe me, it's located right off of Stony Island, 1639 East 87th Street. Just when you're going across the street to that little fancy store and next door to the African attire store, it's right there. Right there, nice and very secured. So I want to thank you, Dr. Pearson. Tell us what's coming up next. I know you sent out some information on hiring for various jobs. I did receive that. Can you go on that?
You kind of broke up for a minute. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
You sent out information on social media about jobs, or I think it was South Shore Hospital.
We partnered with South Shore Hospital, and so they are hiring students. Well, not students, actually. They're hiring people to become prospective students. They're hiring CNAs and also CNAs who would like to become LPNs. And you work at South Shore Hospital for a certain amount of time. I'm not sure about their contract. and then they will pay your tuition to either become a CNA or an LPN, a practical nurse.
Oh, that's really nice. I have a question here from Sharday from Chicago. I think it's Sharday. Okay. What's Sharday? Sharday says, I am a retired postal worker. I retired about 40 years ago. I'm 67 years old, and I would like to make a career change. Is there an age limit for me coming back into the school system?
No, there is not. And I just want to share a story. When I first became a nurse back in the 70s in a junior college, and we walked across the stage, there was this one young lady, and I'll call her a young lady. We all gave her a standing ovation because she was well in her 60s, and she walked across the stage and got her degree. And so, no, there is no age limit. If you have a desire and a dream, pursue it.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Dr. Stevens, are you any last words?
We're coming to the end of our show. Well, again, I would like to thank you for the opportunity. And I do encourage anyone who is interested in a career change, going back to school, there is no age limit, or you're just interested in entering the health profession, please contact Dr. Pearson because FSTE can do it for you.
Well, thank you.
That's fantastic. Now, a question I would like to ask, even though you're a private school, do you accept private in-kind donations that would go towards sponsoring a student scholarship-wise?
Yes, we do. And I think that's a good question. Yes, we do. And as a matter of fact, when you asked me what was on the pike, I'm going to develop a scholarship. And so we're going to start doing fundraisers. So hopefully this year, if the COVID precautions maintain themselves, and it's going to be called the Hodge Scholarship. And it's going to be in honor of my mother, my father, and my brother, who were very instrumental in me being here and being the person that I am. So I'd like to establish and develop a scholarship in their name. So we do accept in-kind donations for scholarships for students because our students do need a lot of assistance. We do not accept Title IV scholarship or grant funds at this time. So students do have some concerns and some issues regarding the tuition and payments of tuition. So any assistance would be greatly appreciated by them.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm going to take this
and
time
I
want to
thank you, Maureen, for this opportunity.
You are quite welcome.
I want to thank you for this opportunity. This was absolutely excellent. So thank you, and thank you, callers, for the questions. I really appreciate you, and I thank you so much.
And I want to thank you, and I also want to extend the invite for you to come back anytime you would like to come back to share the progress of what's going on. So in the words of Maya Angelou, I want to thank Dr. Amelia Stevens. I want to thank Dr. Pearson. I want to thank all of you that have tuned in and listened in the Know with Mo. And from the words from Dr. Maya Angelou, as a nurse, we have the opportunity to heal the mind, soul, heart, and body of our patients, their families, and ourselves. They may forget your name, but they will never forget how you made them feel. That's Maya Angelou. And until next week, stay focused and be blessed. You've been listening to In the Know with Mo.